Have you ever wondered how angels make their presence known? How do they let us know that they are here for us? Stay tuned to hear the testimonies. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week on Monday, Wednesday and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. The story of Mr. Milo's encounter with an angel on his deathbed was recounted in a letter from his wife, Mrs. Orens, and published in the book Send Me Your Guardian Angel by Father Alessio Parente. Mrs. Orens wrote that her husband was very ill and in great pain, as his body was consumed by cancer and his vision and hearing were severely affected. However, 2 weeks before he passed away, something beautiful happened. Mrs. Orens, her daughter, and her nephew, Father Frank Bognano, visited Mr. Milo in the hospital. They knelt around Milo's bed while Father Frank led them in prayer, and they began to sing songs of thanksgiving. As they sang, Mrs. Orens closed her eyes, along with the others present, as was their usual way of praying. Mrs. Orens wrote in her letter, "We were singing Hallelujah, and another male voice joined us in beautiful harmony. The door was open, and I assumed that the voice, coming from my right side, was my son who came to see his father. We sang several verses and received a blessing for the peace and spiritual love that surrounded us. When we finished our song, I turned to greet my son and found no one." Mrs. Orens experienced a sudden overwhelming emotion that left her in tears. Tears started to roll down my face. My daughter asked me if something was wrong. I couldn't explain the crying. She further added, "Maybe they were tears given for receiving the blessing, because someone had been there. I felt, heard, and participated in something beautiful that I couldn't explain." The others also shared the same sentiment, feeling that something extraordinary had happened. They had all heard the beautiful and harmonious voice. Mr. Milo then said that an angel had been among them, and they had sung in harmony. Mrs. Orens ends the letter, "This was a wonderful and memorable experience, because my husband passed away 10 days after the appearance of the angel. How precious it is to know that our guardian angels are always with us." Father Alessio reflects, "Did an angel truly visit Mr. Milo on his deathbed?" As I ponder this question, the words of Padre Pio come to mind. He once spoke to Raffaelina Ceres and said, "At the moment of death, the soul will behold the good angel who had accompanied them throughout life, and who had shown such great maternal love." Will our own angels come to us on our deathbed? If we accept Padre Pio's words, then it is possible that Mr. Milo's angel was with him as he approached the end of his life. End of quote. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches that angels are spiritual creatures who serve as messengers of God, sent to accomplish His will. Some of the specific roles of angels, as outlined in the Catechism, include serving as guardians for individuals, guiding and protecting them throughout their lives, and accompanying them at the moment of death. Angels are also present during times of worship and praise. Nations also have their own guardian angels. For example, at Fatima, St. Michael the Archangel appeared to the 3 shepherd children saying, "I am the guardian angel of Portugal." There is no explicit mention in the Catechism that angels sing. However, in the Bible there are several references to angels singing, such as in Luke, where a multitude of heavenly hosts sing glory to God in the highest, announcing the birth of Jesus to the shepherds. Additionally, there are references to singing and music in heaven, such as in Revelation, where the elders and living creatures sing a new song to the Lamb. So according to biblical accounts, angels express their praise to God through song. And in the stories of Padre Pio, we find testimony of their presence and their beautiful singing voices. Father Alessio shares 2 of these accounts. On one occasion, at the Convent of Our Lady of Grace, a number of friars heard a type of celestial music, voices singing in beautiful harmony, but they could not explain where they were coming from. At that time of day, no one was singing in the church. So they turned to Padre Pio to see if he could give them any answer. He was absorbed in prayer at that moment, and jumping at the sound of the friar's voices, he replied, "Why are you so surprised? These are the voices of the angels who are taking the souls of purgatory to paradise." The priests were left speechless at this revelation, but their hearts were filled with joy as they reflected on the wondrous experience they had just encountered. On another occasion, two young spiritual sons of Padre Pio were sitting on a beach on a summer afternoon. Suddenly, they heard mysterious voices coming from the direction of the Gargano Mountain, and as they listened, the voices became gradually clearer. The voices they heard were described as otherworldly, as if they came from heaven itself, a heavenly choir whose beautiful melodies they had never before experienced. The music lifted their souls, transporting them to greater highs, as they recognized the voices singing the litany of the Holy Rosary in praise of Our Lady. Gradually, the celestial music began to lower until it could no longer be heard. The two young men were mute. They simply could not understand what had happened, but everything became quite clear when they went to visit Padre Pio. They asked him what that singing could have been, and he replied, "Silly children, don't you understand? They were angels who were praising Our Lady from the top of the convent. Thank God for the special grace you have received." In conclusion, the accounts of the presence and beautiful singing of angels in the stories of Padre Pio, the biblical references, and at Fatima remind us of the reality of the spiritual world and the role of angels in our lives. They are not only messengers of God, but also singers of His praises. Even if we may not see or hear them, we can be confident that they are always with us, fulfilling their divine duties and providing us guidance and protection beyond our comprehension. These stories give us hope and comfort and the knowledge that we are never truly alone in this world. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.